The special meeting was called to afford an opportunity to clarify events which occurred following our May 14th meeting that have bearing on the item in question. I would, like to begin by asking Mr. Keegan, if he would, to simply recount the events as he understood them following the meeting.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Jim Keegan, Interim Director of the Parks Department. As you know, at our regular meeting of the Parks Committee on the 14th, the Parks Department brought a recommendation related to the RFP that we had put out on the street for requests for proposals for paddle boat operations down on the lakefront. We had a recommendation for the Wheel of Fun contract to be awarded, and it was determined that a motion was made and passed that supported providing a one-year contract to the existing provider that we had down there. Subsequent to the meeting, I was informed by our contracts manager, Suzanne Carter, at about 3:45, 4 o'clock on that afternoon that the incumbent provider had reached out to the person in the Wheel of Fun operations that we had recommended and made a monetary offer to settle and to sell their interest in that said business or said contract in that. And so the next day on Wednesday, I was reaching out to the attorney, Corporation Counsel, that had been assigned to this process. And Mr. Kuglich and I spoke that evening about 6 o'clock, 5:30. And the next morning, we had another discussion approximately 8 o'clock in the morning concerning this issue. And I was told by Mr. Kuglich that he spoke with Deputy Corporation Counsel Mark Grady, who then informed the Parks Committee Chair, Supervisor Broderick, of what the actions that had transpired. And at that point in time, I talked with the Dwight from Wheel of Fun to confirm that conversation had happened between them, between the two different parties and that. And then that's where we are. On the following Sunday evening, Suzanne Carter and I received an email from the Ritters stating that they had not talked to Dwight, but that they did talk to Rodney. And it further goes on to ask the Parks Department if we would consider allowing them to put a new building down on the lakefront so that they would be able to have an operations for the Memorial Day weekend. And these actions have transpired, which have now driven to this special meeting to review where we are with the contract award.
A technical inconvenience has occurred. Prior to discussing the matter, it's necessary that we have a motion to reconsider. Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Because I was on the prevailing side, I'm going to make the motion that we reconsider the RFP that dealing with the paddle boats to revisit that contract.
Very good. The motion before us is to reconsider. It takes a two-thirds majority. Mr. Kuglich?
The supervisor from the prevailing party would have to state how he voted for the resolution as it was passed originally.
Very good.
I voted in support of the Ritter's contract last Tuesday at Parks.
Right, and against the resolution that was before you.
And against the resolution that was before us. And I hope that I don't ever do this again. So help me God.
The motion before us is to reconsider. Are there questions by committee members or discussion? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Saskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to reconsider is approved.
Thank you. With the chair's apology for the slip-up here. If you would continue.
As I was saying, Mr. Chairman, supervisors, those actions have led to discussions about where we are with the process, and your direction to call a special meeting of this committee for the motion that just passed now for reconsideration of the recommendation that was brought forth by the Parks Department.
Ms. McFain.
Chairman, supervisors, the item does need to be read into the record, so it is now up for reconsideration, and then we can
proceed
to discuss.
Okay, I thought we had already done that just in reverse order, but please read it into the record so that we're following the appropriate procedure.
From the Interim Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, requesting authorization to enter into a vendor permit agreement with Funtime LLC, doing business as Wheel Fund Rentals, for paddle boat rental concession services at the lakefront. At its May 14, 2013 meeting, the Committee on Parks, Energy, and Environment voted to deny and recommend this item for rejection on a vote of 5-1. The committee then voted to substitute the agendized vendor, Funtime LLC, DBA Wheel Fund Rentals, with Juno Park Paddle Boats, extending Juno Park Paddle Boats' previous contract for 1 year on a vote of 4-2.
Thank you. Mr. Keegan, I think for the benefit of those watching and listening, if you could perhaps read that email that you referred to into the record.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, yes. Dear Suzanne and Jim, before discussing our contract renewal, we wanted to send an email regarding Dwight Brathel. On Friday, WTMJ4 contacted us and inquired whether we'd made a firm offer to sell our contract to Dwight Brathel and Wheel of Fun Rentals. For the record, we had no conversation with Dwight, and we did not have any offer on or off the table with Dwight Brathel and our paddleboat contract. On Friday, Dwight also contacted us and informed us that he took it upon himself to contact you and indicate that Wheel of Fun Rentals was still in play as far as the contract for the Veterans Park paddle boat concessions, and that we were interested in selling our contract to him. Under no circumstance is this the case. The only conversation we had was with Rodney and Knight, and it was a casual conversation to reach out and mend any hard feelings generated by the RFP appeal and the hearing. Apparently, Dwight misread the conversation and had a knee-jerk reaction to that conversation and reached a conclusion that was not based in fact. When Dwight informed us what he had done, we told him he needed to contact either of you and set the record straight. He was very apologetic and embarrassed, but we are not sure he followed through with you to clear up this matter, so we wanted to address it here and in the event that there is any confusion about this matter. We know the appeal process was a contentious one, but we felt obligated to fight hard for a business that we had devoted ourselves to for 16 years. We gathered the facts and challenged the criteria and scoring followed in the RFP process and presented our case through the appropriate channels. While we had hoped for a long-term contract, we are pleased to have a one-year extension on our contract for 2013. As to the media coverage we received, we were approached by the press. We did not initiate any media attention. It was done by supporters and customers who were upset at the loss of a local successful small business. We are grateful to all of the support we received from the residents in the community, as well as many of the loyal customers who did not wish to see us lose our business after working so hard to succeed through the years. We've always put our best foot forward on behalf of our community in the lakefront and Veterans Park, and we look forward to working with the new personnel at the Parks Department to have a successful 2013. We hope this clarifies any concerns, and we will wait to hear from Suzanne on how to proceed so that we can get up and running as soon as possible. As you are aware, we are coming into Memorial Day weekend, which is one of our busiest weekends. We need to replace our building before we can open, and would like your permission to place a building this week. We will be replacing it with a 12-by-12 building that will be similar in design and shape. It comes pre-painted off-white, but should you decide it needs to be Oxford Brown, we would be happy to repaint it. Juno Park Paddle Boats, Incorporated, Valen, Tim Ritter.
Thank you for that. The original contact with your department came by way of a phone call to Ms. Carter.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, that is correct.
Is Ms. Carter present? Could you come forward and describe for us, as best your memory permits, the content of that conversation and when it occurred? I guess, setting the parameters, how long after our May 14th meeting did you receive the call?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Dwight Bratholdt called me around 3:30 or 3:45 on that Tuesday. He told me that he received a telephone call from the Ritters and that they had offered to sell. I don't know if he said that he received the telephone call or if Rodney received the telephone call. He said that they had offered to sell their business to Wheel Fund Rentals. He did not specify an amount, but he said that the offer was somewhat low and that they were taking a few days to consider the offer. He said that the Ritters had apologized to Wheel Fund Rentals for some remarks that they had made about them and that Wheel Fund Rentals did not hear those remarks. And that they had said that they were really surprised by Dwight and Rodney, that they were not what they expected.
And that was pretty much the sum and substance of that conversation.
Yes.
Questions by committee members of Ms. Carter? Hearing none, thank you.
Thanks.
Mr. Knight, Mr. Bratholdt, if you could come forward and also recount the events following the meeting as you experienced them. Yeah, and would you introduce yourself so that we have a listening and streaming audience out there?
Right. Mr. Chair, Supervisors, Rodney Knight, Wheel Fund Rentals.
Chair and Supervisors, Dwight Bratholdt, Wheel Fund Rentals.
We were driving from the meeting, probably, I'm guessing, hour and a half afterwards, and together in Dwight's vehicle, and I received a call, and Ritters called to reach out, and like he said in the letter, to mend fences, and he apologized for some remarks. We agreed that it was business and there were no hard feelings. And we had a nice conversation. He talked about being concerned about a one-year contract and what that means financially, and would we consider a purchase of the business for $35,000. And I said that the amount was not unreasonable. We agreed to talk in a day or two to just consider it. And we left it at that. There are conversations that followed that, but that specific conversation ended at that point. And we, in summarizing to Dwight, also basically the conversation and that we were going to touch base in a day or two with the Ritters just to see if it was a knee-jerk reaction, if the offer was even going to stand. So,
questions of Mr. Knight by committee? I hear none. Mr. Bratholdt, is there anything you'd like to add, sir?
Sure. Prior or after the conversation that Roddy had with the Ritters via phone on the way to Chicago, I dropped him off at the airport, drove home. I called Suzanne because I, really wanted to keep a good line of communication with the parks because they've been so helpful and friendly with us. Looking back, I probably just shouldn't have said anything at all, but I did. And what I said to her is, the Ritters did make a tentative offer. They did, speaking to Rodney, they said that to him, not me. And then I also said they will be thinking about a couple days, you know. So it's possible that they may rescind it. It might have been just a knee-jerk reaction. Who knows, you know. One day, it was a lot of emotion that day. I think with everybody involved, supervisors, myself, the Ritters, everybody in the courtroom, and emotion gets the best of you sometimes. So you act, and then you speak, or think about it later, rather. I'm sorry.
Did you have subsequent contact with the Ritters?
Rodney Knight speaking, chair and supervisors. I did. On Tuesday, or let's see, or it was 2 days later, we chatted, and they rescinded their offer, stating that they wanted to honor the people who helped them in their support for getting their contract back, and thought it would be it wouldn't be appropriate to sell. And so we agreed to be friends and walk away from that. And so, and then, you know, that was the next conversation.
Any questions by committee members?
I do.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Chairman, thank you. This whole thing is mind-boggling. Just, I don't even know where to begin. But first of all, you shouldn't beat yourself up for letting us know that people have gone behind the committee's recommendation. That impugns all of the credibility of this committee, of this county board. And so I thank you. I'd like to know where people get off saying that they'll offer their business for sale when you guys didn't have the contract for next year, okay? They had the contract for next year. So are you telling me that besides selling their paddle boats and all of their infrastructure, if you will, that they were also going to, in essence, sell the contract that this committee awarded them? Is that what you heard?
Not specifically. It was a general conversation about selling the business. That was just the terminology that was used.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I find the timing, I don't know, either inappropriate or ridiculous. The Ritters just had the contract. Why are they turning around and selling their stuff when they've got 4 months to continue to do it? I mean, that call should have been made in the fall or in the winter because they had the contract. Am I missing something here?
I'll take that as a rhetorical question.
Well, is there someone here that can answer that question for me? Why would they make that overture when the summer hasn't started yet?
I'd be glad to answer if I may.
What I wanted to do is give the Ritters an opportunity at the conclusion. If I could, I want to follow a relatively structured order here. Gentlemen, do you have anything further to add?
I will just say I've gotten to know the Ritters since then. I don't think they meant any harm by it. I'll just say that. They're good people.
Right.
I would agree with that as well. Like I said, I think it may have been just under a one-year contract, getting a new building, putting everything back out there. When thinking about it at first, after the whole day of emotions and passion that went on that day, it's probably just a knee-jerk reaction, in my opinion. Just a little bit of fear. But I feel that they're great people. Obviously, they had a lot of people come speak on their behalf. You know, they got a lot of support in this community.
Supervisor Stamper?
I was just, excuse me, I don't know what's going to happen, but I was just interested, thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just interested if they were still willing to accept the contract if that was an offer.
Gentlemen, you heard the question. They're wondering if offered the contract, would still be willing to accept the same.
Do you mean like a 1 year or the original contract?
The original contract is what's before us.
We would be willing to fulfill it.
Supervisor Stamper?
Okay.
Further questions?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, gentlemen. Oh, we have another question. The questions are occurring. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Not really a question for the Dwight or Rodney. But I think, you know, we had made the preliminary awarding of the contract to the Ritters at the Parks Committee meeting, but it still needed to be approved by the full board. So I think we had a, I'm not sure where that puts it, but it, I don't think it was finally, had been finally approved and issued. It's kind of a silly technicality. But I was, do you understand what I'm saying, Mr. Chairman?
We had not fully acted on the awarding of the contract, true, because the full county board had not approved that.
Right, right.
That can be lost. That was pending.
Yes.
Right.
I'm sorry. Pardon, Mr. Chairman. They can be lost sometimes, and I think it's worth observing. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. I would also note for the record that I received a call yesterday afternoon from Attorney William Gennaro indicating he was no longer representing the Ritters. Ms. McKnight, you received a statement from the Ritters yesterday afternoon, was it, or yesterday morning?
Chairman, Supervisors, that is correct. The Ritters emailed a statement on their behalf to the Parks Committee members yesterday afternoon.
Would you, to make the record complete, please read that into the record?
Yes. Statement of Juneau Park Paddle Boats Incorporated, prepared in advance of special meeting scheduled for May 22, 2013, before the Parks Energy and Environment Standing Committee. At the May 14th hearing, we walked out of the meeting very conflicted about the decision rendered by this standing committee. The committee reached a compromise decision to grant us a one-year extension of our 2008 to 2012 contracts. By receiving a one-year extension rather than reversing the award and receiving a long-term contract for the next several years, we viewed this as a hollow victory and as one that left us with great uncertainty about the future of our business. This one-season contract extension has left us in the position of having to invest in a new building for the season and paying legal fees we incurred in appealing the decision in order to operate for one season. We also would be faced with going through the entire RFP bidding process again at the end of the season without any guarantee of a long-term contract. There was also much apprehension about compromises the Parks Department would require us, would require of us in order to extend our previous contracts. These are all real expenses and considerations we have to consider in order to get up and running for one season. Val and I had serious reservations about whether it's really worth the investment and risk to continue to operate our business without any guarantee of a long-term contract. Based upon our recent RFP experience, we believe the odds are against us based on the financial limitations we experience as a small business. We also feel the relationship with the new Parks Department personnel has become so adversarial that future dealings with them would be very difficult. It's with these facts in mind that we did call Rodney Knight after the May 14th hearing to express our gratitude at the graciousness he exhibited during the hearing. We talked about the hearing process, and we discussed our concerns and whether at this point there was any possibility of both parties approaching the Parks Department and the board to discuss the option of us backing away from the contract and whether Mr. Knight would be amenable to an agreement by which we could be compensated for our considerable investment in our business in terms of goodwill, sweat equity, and the substantial customer base we have built up over our 16 years. These are the assets that determine the value and worth of our business. Val and I have believed we did nothing wrong by merely discussing this possibility with Rodney. We concluded that this would be both problematic and embarrassing after the contentious and drawn-out appeal process, and that Wheel Fund Rentals would be coming in under a cloud of negative public opinion. We didn't come to any decisions or any agreement and left it at that. We spoke with Rodney the next day and told him that proceeding to undo the contract extension would be problematic and would be viewed in a negative light by the Parks Department and the County Board. We concurred, but we agreed to contact each other after the season to discuss our future options. It is our understanding in talking with Rodney that Dwight Bradholt overheard this conversation and took it upon himself to contact the Parks Department and tell them that we were considering not pursuing the contract, and Dwight thought that the contract might still be in play for reversal. We had no conversations with Mr. Bradholt regarding this contract. He subsequently contacted us numerous times to apologize and asked what he could do to rectify the situation. We asked him to contact the Parks Department and explain the situation, and he agreed to do so. We also sent an email to Suzanne Carter and Jim Keegan explaining the situation and inquiring as to when we could begin operations. We apologize to the Standing Committee, but more importantly, we apologize to the taxpayers, supporters, and customers who invested their time and efforts to support our retention of the paddle boat concession. We feel we let those supporters as well as our employees down, and we have tarnished our name and our reputation within the community. We accept full responsibility for our actions, and we accept the consequences of those actions. We wish Wheel Fund Rentals success in their new contract and stress that there is no agreement or understanding of any sort with Rodney Knight, Dwight Bradholt, or anyone connected with Wheel Fund Rental by which we would be financially compensated by Wheel Fund Rental being granted this contract. Thank you. Dated this 21st day of May 2013, Juneau Park Paddle Boats Incorporated, Timothy and Valerie Ritter.
Thank you very much. Ritters, would you like to come forward? I'm sure there's things you'd like to say.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Tim Ritter.
Valerie Ritter.
It's a very difficult position. We thank Rodney and Dwight for making their statement, and we do not contest anything they're saying. We do not contest that we called them afterwards, and their characterization of the phone call was accurate. We're not denying this, nor are we denying that we spoke to them about our contract, and we explained this, and I hope you listen to the nature of our letter to you of why we reached out to them. Val, would you explain the nature of why we reached out?
We were in negotiations with another entity about running our operation for this year because we had no faith that our appeal was going to be upheld in our favor. So we had been talking to another entity for the last couple of months. When we filed the appeal, we were hoping that, and we were kind of confused when we left because we hoped we would have gotten our contract that we had appealed for. Instead, we were given basically a one-year extension and then have to go through the process again in the future. So we were just in an awkward position. It was a tentative situation and nothing definite. So based on the fact that you gave us the one-year extension, it put us in a compromised position about what do we do? Do we operate at both locations if this works out, or do we walk away from this one, contact the Parks Department and the Board of Supervisors, take the embarrassment that goes with that after the hard-fought fight, or we just weren't sure what to do, and we had reached out, we felt we had every right to at least discuss this, and when you say sell our contract,
absolutely,
we can't monetize the contract, but we could have entered into something where we maybe got some compensation for our years of hard work there to walk away. It's not something we would have done underhanded, just take some money and turn around and run. We would have had to contact the Parks Department. We would have had to contact you and basically undo what was done. So I know it I mean, the impression I'm getting is that we were somehow unethical or underhanded. We felt we were entitled to have a discussion. That's all it was. The discussion was with Rodney. It wasn't with Dwight. Dwight took it upon himself, based on the conversation he overheard, to contact Suzanne Carter. So I feel that we're somehow being made here to be the bad guys. We were not underhanded. We had every right as business owners to exercise our options that in the best interest of what's for us. So.
And this was nothing more than a discussion we had. We're not denying that we had this discussion. And this was somewhat of a knee-jerk reaction. And we called them after we left the meeting here, and you all saw his behavior. Rodney is nothing but a gentleman, and his behavior at the meeting that we had here demonstrated that. You thanked him for that. We have had nothing but good conversations with Rodney in the last few days about this situation. I believe they're embarrassed. We've been humiliated, quite frankly.
And this is
just not the situation. You're characterizing this and trying to paint us that we were out trying to sell our contract. We know we can't sell our contract. We're not trying to sell our equipment. They don't use our equipment. That had nothing to do with this. And in no stretch of the imagination were we trying to sell our contract. We reached out to try and find if there was common ground with Rodney that we could, because of what we explained. We were put in a situation where we have a one-year contract. We're going to have to invest all sorts of money to get our business up and running again because the Parks Department insisted we tear down our building and remove all our belongings from the site. Our season has been foreshortened. We have legal bills. We didn't know what to do. So we reached out to Rodney, and we put this forward. This was a suggestion. We didn't call them up and offer to sell the contract to them. We contacted them to talk to them to see if we could come to some sort of agreement that both parties could come back to the board and go, look, this is the Ritter situation. We have another contract. And the reason we went for a contract, we had no idea this would turn out this way. We didn't think we had a chance in hell, quite frankly, of overturning the Parks Department. Forgive my language. We didn't think. We run this business. So we started looking around for another place to operate our business, which we've run excellently, our excellent reputation, and we're close to entering into a contract with another location, not the Parks Department, so we could continue to run our business. This is what we do for a living. And this has just killed us.
And we believe
this whole process has killed us. Our business is being destroyed. We're having to call people. Groups have been with us for years, are calling us up, saying, no, we can't do it. We're turning them down. Our business has just taken a monster hit by this. And I don't think Dwight and Rodney are making any argument that this isn't the case. We did not offer to sell our contract out for them. That is not the case. And it has been misrepresented by the Parks Department, quite frankly, and it has humiliated us in public. This is not the case.
And he's underhandedly gone to the newspapers and to the media and somehow painted us as being unethical here in having these discussions. There's nothing wrong with the steps we took, Mr. Keegan.
This is business. There's absolutely nothing wrong. And you raised the question, why didn't we contact them before this came up? Well, indeed, why didn't we? Does this not strike you as the whole situation is kind of odd that we would do something like this? And the amount of public support that was rendered, and we know how you went out on a limb for us and supported us. And we would come back and screw you like that? And how would this happen without us coming before you and explaining? Obviously, this would all be brought out. If we had come to a decision like this, and we were trying to find a reasonable solution to this problem that wouldn't embarrass us all. And now we've actually been humiliated by this. Just humiliated. And I understand, I've read Mr. Borkowski's comments in the paper that he went out on a limb for us and he feels betrayed by us. We haven't betrayed anybody's trust. We haven't been betrayed the community, our sprayers. We feel that we've been betrayed by the Parks Department who got this call from somebody who had nothing to do with the conversation. Dwight Brathold, we like and we respect, but he was not involved in the conversation at all. He had no idea what this entailed and the details of what we were talking about. This was a friendly conversation. We were trying to find a solution to a situation that we were put in because we weren't given a contract. We were given a one-year extension. And in our opinion, this was just the decision was kicked down the road so that we'd have to revisit this a year from now. I don't know what. Do you have anything else to add, Val?
I would like an apology from Mr.
I believe so. I think
Keegan
we have been humiliated in public. My family's been humiliated.
We would like to have questions now from committee members for the
Thank
two
you.
Of you. Supervisor Stamper, Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, Reuters. Thank you for coming
morning.
Back.
Good morning.
Obviously, you're looking for the best situation for your business. So when you contacted Mr. Rodney, what type of solution were you seeking?
We put it out to him. We explained what our insecurities were moving forward, having to invest all this money in to replace our shed, do all this investing, our legal fees for a one-year contract, and we have no assurances after investing this money. This whole process is going to start again a year from now. And we're not going to get the support we had this time around. That's not going to happen. And this won't have the media spotlight on it. We understand that was part of this process. So we reached out to him to find a solution that we could bring to you that we would all win. The Rodney Knight Wheel Fund Rental would be able to run the contract. There's nothing inappropriate that we spoke to them about us being compensated monetarily for all the investment. We'd be walking away from our business. And understand, you have to understand, we have a contract in our hand we're waiting to sign. Because this has been, we've been smeared in the public, in the media, now they're sitting on hold. They don't know what to do. We've been characterized as engaging in some sort of nefarious shenanigans, which absolutely isn't true. And we were looking for a solution. And Dwight and Rodney have been absolutely stand-up people through all this.
I agree.
And, you know, part of the problem and why we backed away, we said, we don't think there's a way we can do this because the Wheel Fund Rental, Rodney Knight, would be coming in, taking over the beloved local business under this huge cloud. And he said, I don't know that we want to do that. We certainly can't do it now. We can talk about this down the road, maybe next year, maybe a year after, when this is settled.
Okay.
And there's nothing inappropriate about us seeking to be compensated for our huge investment in our business. Nothing. That's business. It happens every day, everywhere.
So the compensation component was looking to happen after the end of the contract?
Our suggestion to Ronnie was that we would both parties would come to the board and say, we're in this situation, we don't know, after you gratefully gave us this year extension, that we would come and explain our situation, that we would back away from the contract with the understanding and in full light of the board and everybody that Wheel Fund Rental would be paying us some sort of compensation for us abandoning the contract. I'm not a lawyer, but I don't think that is inappropriate in any way, and especially if it's done in the full light of the board and the Parks Department.
I would simply like to interject for purposes of clarification that the one-year extension at the time was granted to permit time and opportunity to enter into negotiations with the Park Department for a longer lease.
No.
That was expressed at the meeting, and I think if you play it back, you'll find that that was the case. But at any rate, that's my perception, and if it's contradicted by the record, well and good. Are you?
Yeah, I was going to get to that. That was my understanding that the extension was just for an opportunity to come to agreement for a full contract.
No, that wasn't our understanding at all.
No.
There was talk among the members here as to whether Mr. Borkowski was kind of steering the conversation. Could they award the contract to us under our best and final offer? Then it was, could we award the contract to the Ritters based on Wheel Fund Rental's best and final offer? Then Deanna Alexander suggested, what happens if we don't have paddle boats at all this season? Then somebody else, I believe maybe Mr. Borkowski again, recommended they just grant us a one-year extension on our contract and then kick it down the road for a new RFP. There was no it was not our understanding at all that this was being granted to us so that we could sit down and work with the Parks Department to give us the contract.
Okay, let me clarify that. Keegan, would you please ask Keegan if that was the understanding? What was the understanding at the end of the meeting?
Mr. Keegan?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, it was my understanding that there was going to be a one-year contract extension. As for negotiations and that, I wasn't clear on that.
All right, so nobody's clear. No, I guess it's just you and I. Okay.
If I can just, because part of when all this happened, we walked out of here, we appreciated the effort that was put in by your committee, but it was a hollow victory, and that was part. We walked out of here just mystified as to what happened, that we came in here to appeal the process, hoping that we would have gotten the contract, and instead we got a one-season extension with our understanding that we'd have to go through this whole process again, and that was part of our dilemma, is that this is kind of a hollow victory and a hard-fought battle. And then when we were talking to Rodney, it was kind of like, well, do we really want to just do one season and then have to go through this all over again? And we felt that the Parks Department was certainly not going to look at us favorably in the future, because we felt they had steered all the criteria to give it to somebody else rather than seriously considering our offer. So we were in a quandary when we left here the other day, and we went home and kind of looked at each other and said, what the hell happened down there?
Yeah, it was. I admit there was some confusion as far as what was the next step, but I thought there was going to be understanding with the new contract, especially when Willa Fund conceded to the whole situation and offered the contract to you.
It was strictly an extension for the 1 year, and I think if you go back and review the tape.
I remember that, but I'm talking about an extension till the 1 year, but with the hope that you guys would come into an agreement with another one. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
That was never stated. So we were under the understanding was strictly for a one-season contract extension.
Okay. I don't know if you want to have Corporate Counsel clear that up, because they were there. But thank you, Mr. Chair.
So, Corporation Counsel, if you would like to comment on that, we'd be happy to hear it.
Right. At the meeting, we were throwing suggestions out back and forth of what could take place. I believe Supervisor Broderick and Supervisor Stamper correctly state what I think you'll find on the record, that the intent was a one-year extension, and I remember myself saying, with the possibility of opening up negotiations for a further extension.
Thank you.
That was my understanding. Thank you, Mr. Chair. That's okay. There was a lot going on. Everybody was, like Dwight said, was in distress, emotional. But from my understanding, that was the understanding. Thank you.
Further questions?
Rainey, and then me.
Well, he's passing.
Okay. So.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, I don't know where to start. This committee went out of their way to help a local vendor. And I was quoted correctly that we left money on the table. And I hear your comments today, and I read this first paragraph, and all I can say is, you know, we took a chance. This committee, the ones that voted for you, went out on a limb. I got criticized for leaving money on the table because of local people. And then you come here and you're so ungrateful and ungracious, it blows me away. It blows me away. And, you know, I could go through... I have highlighted this letter, and I've got on every paragraph, I've got issues. And you know what, Mr. Chairman? I'm not going to turn this into a bitch session. Obviously, I am disgusted. I feel like we were played, you know, and no, I didn't say I was betrayed. I was violated.
Violated.
Yeah, it's a better word. Anyways, Mr. Chairman, I am going to move that we accept the Parks recommendation. For Wheels of Fun.
The motion before us is to accept the Parks recommendation on item number one. Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm curious, is there anybody from the county executive's office with us today in this room? Anyone from the county executive's office? Because I think, as I'm looking over these things, I'm trying to discern patterns from the ashes of everything. I believe the RFP was included in the 2013 budget. I don't remember that coming as an amendment before the Finance Committee, which I also serve on. Finance Committee is the body that approves the initial budget. I think this all came from the County Executive's Office, which is why we've had this effort to overturn the hard-earned local business, Juneau Park Paddle Boats. I wish somebody was here to tell us about this from the County Executive's Office, because I'm tired of us being used and being exploited and being kicked around by this other branch of government that feels it can get its way, and frankly, in a couple of weeks, I'm not going to have any ability to call Mr. Keegan, apparently, and ask him, Jim, what the heck just happened in that meeting, or what's up with going on with this matter. You know, instead I'm going to have to file these requests. I hope they're ready for that upstairs, file the request after request, and I get a call from a constituent saying, what's going on here, Supervisor? You know, I'm really disappointed this whole damn thing. Pardon my expression there, Mr. Chairman. I think this should be pointed at the executive's office. A lot of questions need to be asked of that office. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Further questions by committee? The motion before us is to approve the park's recommendation of Wheel Fund Rentals for the paddle boat concession in Juneau. Stamper?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So in this letter, you do agree that the contract should go to the
Wheel Fund. We're not going to contest that.
No, what I'm saying is you're saying we wish Wheel Fund Rentals success in their new contract.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Are there further questions by committee members? Hearing none? Ms. Keegan.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, a couple comments just to set the record straight. As for the Ritter's contention that I or anybody in the Parks Department went to the media, untrue. Any as this being personal, untrue. It's a fiduciary responsibility of the Parks Department to put long-term contracts out for requests for proposals. That's what we did. As in 2007, this contract was put out on the street. In this year, there was nothing in the county executive's budget that stated that we were to do this. There was nothing in the adopted budget. This was a business pattern of the Parks Department. As you'll recall, the RFP was for paddle boat rentals was put out this year, as was for kite sales, as was for scooter rentals, as was for bikes, as was for Segways, a number of entities and amenities that we offer through partnerships down on the lakefront. It is a consistent business practice that the Parks Department has implemented as part of our responsibilities to the taxpayers of Milwaukee County.
Very good. Further questions? Supervisor Staskunas?
Not a question, but just a comment on the whole thing here. As I've kind of observed, it's, you know, I don't know that anything nefarious or mysterious went on here. I think everybody kind of just, you know, acted in their best interest as I've pieced this together. I mean, I do think the committee put themselves out there last week to help a local business. We did leave some money on the table because Juneau Park Paddle Boats has been a good partner for many, many years, and I think the committee wanted to honor that. I'm not sure why Juneau Park Paddle Boats blames the Parks Department for anything. They did what they're supposed to do. They put the RFP out. They made the scoring system. They made a recommendation. And you know, the committee actually overturned their recommendation. You folks have done business with the county for many years. This is a public entity. I mean, when you make a proposal, it's out in the public. And I guess it's unfortunate that this all played out in the public right now. But when you do business with Milwaukee County, it's public. And so, you know, and then the media did what they do. They reported a story. So I'm not sure. You guys seem to think you're victims of something. I'm not sure why you think that. I don't blame you for trying to work something out with Wheel Fund. You're a small business. You have a one-year contract. You started to look at how much money you had to invest over the next year with no promise of going beyond the 1 year. So I don't blame you for doing what was, as you said, a business decision. We're all making business decisions. And so I guess we're at the point now where this committee is going to make a business decision. We're going to do what's best for the Milwaukee County taxpayer. We're going to accept the high bid, and we also thank you for all of your years of service. You built a nice business down at the Lagoon, and now it's time to welcome Wheel Fun. I hope you can run a business as well as Juneau Park Paddle Boats did. I hope you can build on their successes and do a great job for us with the paddle boat business. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
And I appreciate your comments because it is business. It's nothing nefarious, so we just want that clarified.
Any further questions or comments by committee members? The motion before us is to approve. If there are no further comments or questions, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Saskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
There being no further business before the committee, we stand adjourned.